prayer is not just talking. I don't think it's talking and listening.
Oh, good point.
It's part of communicating, and communicating is not just me talking all the time. Although I love to talk, and that would be fine with me.
Today's heart song comes from John chapter 15 in the 5th verse. The Word of God says this, Jesus speaking, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to the A Heart for Home podcast, where real life meets deep faith. My name is Ben Simpson, your host, and I'm so happy to be here today with you and with, most importantly, my co-host, the lovely Christy Simpson. Hey, what's up, Christy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it has been a while since we've done one of these podcasts.
Yes, it has
and,
been a while.
You know, life happens, right? So just give us a rundown. Let's give a rundown for our listeners. You know, just what has been happening in the Simpson family.
Okay, well, we have currently, of course, everybody's schooling in all different directions, kind of. And we also have 4 different sports going on. We have, of course, yeah. Our oldest is playing football, and that takes a lot of time running back and forth and just all the things that entail that. And then our next one is, our 12-year-old is, he is in tennis and really likes that.
Right.
And that is several early mornings a week. And then our third child, she is in soccer and she's loving that. And then our 4th child is actually in baseball. So right now, with everything that's gone different this year, some of our seasons have changed around
sure.
and moved and shifted. So we have 4 different sports. And then our 5th child is playing on the playground and loves it.
He's right where he wants to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he says one day, though, he's going to be a baseball player and a football player, he tells me.
Yeah, I think he wants to do all the things right now.
So, you know, so we've been running a lot of different directions. It's just been a real fun fall. But we're so thankful to be back together here with you on this A Heart for Home podcast. And for those of you who are new, we would encourage all of you to find us on iTunes or through your podcasting app. You can search for J. Ben Simpson on there, and jbensimpson.com is the thing, but the feed comes from that, but jbensimpson.com is our website where you can find our podcast, but you can also subscribe to us through your podcasting app just by simply searching J. Ben Simpson, and you'll get A Heart for Home. You'll also obviously get sermons from me and things like that that come through that same feed. And you can ignore those if you'd rather just focus on the podcast. But nevertheless, that's how you find us. And that's the best way is just to subscribe to that so that when we drop a new one, it comes immediately into your podcasting app. And so if you're new, though, to A Heart for Home, the basic concept of this is that life, the central part of life is sort of based around the home, right? That's how God has created things, right? The family unit is an essential part of life.
Sure, and it doesn't mean that you're necessarily home all the time,
nope.
But it's just that central hub that we continue to come back to. So just like, you know, we aspire to come back to the Word of God as our central hub in life, in everyday life, physically we come back to the home and then we continue to be a light, a shining light within our home and leaving our home. So it doesn't mean that this is all about decorating your home or keeping your home so-so, because it's exactly the opposite. it matters about what is the life-sustaining truth that is happening in and around your home and moves on from there.
And every week we go to one of the rooms in a home, all right? And so, you know, we've been to the kitchen, we've been to the bedroom, we've been to the living room, we've been to the laundry room, we've been to the playroom, just several throughout the course of this. And so we would encourage you to go back and, again, listen to our first podcasts, the several of those that are there, if you're new today. But today, we're going to somewhere really special. And that is to where?
We are going to the study.
Study! That's right,
yes,
the study.
Yes.
Now, not every home has what you would call an official study, but they may well have an office.
Sure.
Or they may just have a corner.
They may just have a certain little study space.
Yes,
just like a desk I've seen them, you know, just like in the dining room or in the kitchen or even like in the living room or one of the bedrooms, or each bedroom may have a desk or certain area that you study, that you're sitting down and intentionally reading or doing something that you need to do.
Yeah, so that's the part of life right around a home. And so today, as we walk into the study, we want to talk about personal spiritual disciplines, which are really key. And we're gonna kind of reverse things today. Normally we kind of talk about the practical things of like the home and how that works out. Today we're gonna jump more into the theological and then go into the practical later on and talk about being a better mom, being a better dad, being a better husband, being a better wife, and how these things, these personal spiritual disciplines add to that.
Certainly, yes. I just remember while we were thinking about this, I remember a book that I had in seminary called Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life by Donald Whitney. He was one of my professors at the time, and it is an excellent book, and we are not even going to begin to even dive into that, but it's a great book that talks about the spiritual disciplines and just the importance of them throughout our lives and how that they help us so much. So yeah, we're going to talk about the spiritual disciplines and relate that to the moving on into the home life and to marriage and your family. And
yeah. Well, the amazing thing is though, is that book by Donald Whitney is next year will be 30 years old. That's hard to believe,
yes.
Isn't it? But it still stands as the
so
premier
classic, yes.
You know, spiritual disciplines book. But for us today, we're just going to focus in on the three that are very personal, that sort of, you know, you can experience yourself on a daily basis that add to the spiritual atmosphere and the spiritual aptitude of your home, all right? This is a heart for home where real life meets deep faith. And so
sure.
We've got to have that aspect of where the faith is being kindled, where the faith is being, where it's being grown and matured and nourished and all those things. And so today we're thinking about three things, three disciplines, all right? We're going to be talking about the discipline of Bible reading, of prayer, and of worship. Now, when you think about being a Christian, those three things are just part and parcel to being a Christian. When you think about being a Christian, you know, you think about being a disciple. Now, disciple in its basic meaning coming straight from the Greek is simply to be a student, you know, as far as that goes. And then prayer in that aspect, prayer along with that becomes part of that relationship, because Christianity is not a religion. It really is a relationship. And so the prayer time itself is different from even prayer times of other religions, because those other religions are more of a chanting, more of a, you know, it's just more of a checking off a box, so to speak. But prayer in a Christian sense is a relationship. It's a vehicle for relationship. It's a channel for relationship. And then finally is worship. To be a Christian is to be a worshiper. That's part and parcel, again, of who we are. And so we're going to look at those three as the most important aspect of personal spiritual disciplines. So Bible reading, as far as that goes. Now, would you say there's a difference, Christy, between Bible reading and Bible study?
I would say there's probably a difference. Yes, Bible reading, sometimes it's just easy to just skim it and say, okay, check it off. Okay, I've done my reading plan for the day. Check it off. But when I think of Bible study, I think diving in a little deeper, spending a little more time in there. It doesn't have to be huge, long periods of time, but you're actually paying attention to what the words are being said.
Yeah.
Within the passage. So you might need to look up something, or you might go to another passage that relates to that one, so that you can just get a little more depth into that verse or several verses. Again, it doesn't have to be long periods of time, but the more time that you spend in studying the word, then the more you're going to gain from it.
Yeah, so it's not Bible skimming, it's Bible reading, it's Bible study as far as it goes. Even if it's not an in-depth, like let's say back in the old days, you know, we would do the Beth Moore Bible study or whatever person you think of there that was really, really intense, really, really in-depth, even on a day-to-day basis. Bible study can simply be just a more intentional, thoughtful approach to your Bible reading.
Sure, yeah, and you can do that in smaller chunks of time. or like I said, it doesn't have to be just a long drawn out thing, but Bible study, it definitely would be something more in depth.
Because we've got to be learning about God. That's why Bible reading is such a daily thing. Give us this day our daily bread.
Sure.
And that is our daily bread that we need from God, that nourishment, that sustenance for our souls. But along with that time that we spend together with God on a daily basis, prayer needs to be a part of that. Prayer is one of those things, again, it's simply talking to God, but it should be a point in our day that's set apart in one sense, and it's something that should be it should be daily. It's just something we grow in.
Sure, and prayer is not just talking. I don't think it's talking and listening.
Oh, good point.
It's part
yeah.
of communicating, and communicating is not just me talking all the time. Although I love to talk, and that would be fine with me. But I have to learn to be a better listener, and you have to learn to be a better listener. And sometimes when we think of prayer, we're like, oh, I have to do all the talking. But it also is taking that time to actually listen to what God is speaking to your heart. Listen to what He's speaking to you through the Word and through your day, throughout your day. You yeah. know, is to that. Listening is so, in fact, I think it's far more important than us talking.
That's a great point. Even as you're saying that, I mean, this question came to my mind. Have we really prayed if we've not listened?
Right.
And the answer is we probably haven't, right?
Right.
At least the fullness of what God intended that to be as far as that relationship, that two-way communication.
Right. And don't you think it's a challenge? Like, as in our lives today, things are just faster and faster. We want things faster. The drive-thru can't even be fast enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the grocery pickup order cannot even be fast enough, you
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Because no matter how much time they're saving you by getting all your groceries in there, it cannot be fast enough.
Amazon even has one-click ordering. You
yes.
just don't even have to go through the...
Yes, and how dare it take them 1 or 2 days to come to my house,
oh,
you
no.
know? When things used to take weeks and weeks. A friend and I were talking about this past week. Her son ordered a Lego set on Monday. And he went the next day to the, you know, the postman, or no, it was 2 days. He was supposed to get it 2 days later. And he went that morning and he saw the FedEx guy or the UPS guy. I'm not sure, but he went to it and said, you know, do you have my package for so-and-so? It is a Lego set and I ordered it 2 days ago and it's supposed to come in today. And that person looked up and down the list and he said, this is my address. This is where I live. It has the basketball goal. Like, this is where I live. I should have a package coming in today because I ordered it 2 days ago. And he didn't get the package that morning, but while I was there that afternoon, by golly, he got that package from the postal worker, and he was so excited. He said, Mom, I finally got my package
yeah.
that I ordered on Monday, and it was Wednesday.
Absolutely. So we do need to just take time,
sure.
right, to pray, to speak to God and to be spoken to by God, and then worship,
sure.
that third aspect, that third spiritual discipline that should be an aspect of everything that we do when we spend time with God, is that time of not just singing. When we think of worship, like in our minds, we say, oh, that's singing to God.
Sure.
Well, that's a form of worship. Singing is a form of worship. The totality of the Christian life is worship. And it's,
sure.
so it's, worship is really just a heart that is amazed by God, that is moved by God,
right.
that loves God. Worship is saying, God, you are worthy. And we can do that with our actions, our attitudes, and all those things. But every day we should set aside some time to have some Bible reading and study, some prayer, and some worship. Even if it's as simple as saying, God, you are amazing. That's an act of worship.
Absolutely, you know? Yes.
But let's get practical yes. for a moment.
Sure.
So let's move to the practicalities of this. You know, how do we make this happen? Because these are things that we all as Christians say, man, I should do that. I should be reading my Bible and praying and worshiping God every day. But oftentimes we don't do that. And so what are some practical things we can think about to help us do that?
Sure. There's three things that we think could be really practical ways that we can make sure we include these into our day. Number one would be just to prioritize the importance of these disciplines in our lives. You know, sit and think, are these really important? Is this more important than whatever I'm spending my time with? And
yep.
knowing that something else might have to give. You might have to give up a TV show if you're not doing any of these mm-hmm. and you feel like your day is super busy and you just, you know, you maybe you get up and you're getting kids ready and you're working full time and you do
sure.
that every day and you're getting supper. Like, I get all the things. And you've got laundry and you've got cleanup and you've got homework and you've got all the things. And kids need baths and you need a bath. And just like there's so many things that how can you possibly squeeze even 5 minutes extra of anything into our days?
But you find a way.
Yes, we find a way. So prioritize. We have to prioritize these disciplines. And if you find that you're, you know, just way too busy, like everybody is and whatever it is, then we have to decide, okay, so what can I do in place of? Mm. You know, what can I take away and do this in place of? So it might be TV time. It might be, you know, Facebook time. It might be whatever it is that you can take, you know, maybe get up a little extra earlier or, you know, go to bed a little bit later, you know, things like that. You have to see what's most important.
Depending on your body.
Right.
And you know, in terms of understanding, again, at this point, what we're focused on is that individual level, right? And
so
this is different than trying to pull all the family together, right?
Finding
the time where all seven of us, you know,
that's
can be around or however how large or small of the person's family is that's listening.
Sure.
This is individual. So that makes it easier to work out and so to prioritize for you.
For individual time.
Yeah,
sure.
You've got to work that out. But the second thing we would say is to actually plan.
Yes, plan to include these in our day, which and means also have realistic goals. So plan an extra, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then you can move into greater times as you see, because there are times that we just need to dig in our Bible and spend some time in the Word. So plan to do that. Maybe put it on your Google Calendar or put it on your planner. So put that in there so that it happens.
Yeah.
If we don't, we can't go by, well, I just don't feel like it today, because it's not going to happen.
Sure.
So plan to do that, and that makes it just much more likely going to happen.
So prioritize is basically saying this is important.
Sure.
Right. Planning is saying I mean to do this.
Yes.
I'm committing to do this, and finding a time where you really do fit it into your schedule. And again, everybody listening, you know, their schedules may be really full or they may be really empty, just depending on who they are and where they are in the stage of life.
Right.
But nevertheless, it doesn't matter how busy you are or how not busy you are. Putting it on a calendar says, this is when I'm going to do it. It's setting a date with God in one sense.
Sure. And, you know, God just doesn't care about our status symbol of being busy at all. You know, like that is not his, it's not his intention to make sure we're as busy as possible so that we can't spend time with him. You know, like his goal is to be closest, to be as close as possible with us. And so, and for us to be close to him. And so the third thing I would say is to actually do it. Integrate these three things, the Bible time, your prayer time, and your worship time into all aspects of life. So actually do it. Integrate it. Do it as you're going down the road. You know, spend that time in prayer. Spend that time in worship. Maybe you need to change the channel in our vehicles that we are spending that time in worship and instead of all the other things. Maybe that's a great time. I know for a lot of people, their commute to and from work is their time with God. You know, I've heard that a lot for some people. You know, maybe make that your 20 or 30 minutes or an hour or however much time you have in the car to and from work. You know it's going to happen every day. You know you're going to be in there. You know you're going to be sitting in the same spot. You know, maybe that is a good time that you can spend that time listening to the Word. We have no excuses right now in this day and age to not be intaking any of the Scripture, because there are so many great Bible apps and just Bible reading, you know, whether it's CD or anything that you want to play in your car that you can do. So that time of prayer, that time of worship can all happen, you know, potentially while you're going to and from places.
And so that's the idea here is yeah, we're talking about a time with God. Right. And so that it's good, but we don't need to see it separate from life.
Sure.
This is integrated.
Right.
So Bible reading, prayer, and worship is a part of our life. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is that it can be in bits and it can be in big swaths, big sections. Right. And so, you know, God is flexible. You know, he's always there. It's not like we have to say, you know, God, well, I'm going to the store. I'll be back in a little bit. No, God goes with you. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance to be with him wherever you are and to experience that. And so that's just a really practical aspect of what we're talking about here as far as it goes, these spiritual disciplines. And ultimately, going back to our heart song for the day, which was, you know, John 15, verse 5, where he uses that word abide. When we abide in the Lord, it's not a one and done thing. It's not a moment in time.
It's consistent. It's
24/7.
Sure. When I think about abide, I think like that you're one. You are intertwined together. You are at one. You are together wherever, always. So that abiding is just a really neat word there. But we talked about just to be a Christian is to be a disciple, you know, and to be in a relationship is, and also to be a worshiper, which is what we talked about. So I think that's just a good way to sum up that.
Mm-hmm. But to jump to that next level, all right, so we're talking about this individual. God has commanded these things, right? He has commanded these things. He's commanded us to read his word, to pray to him, and to worship him. And he doesn't do that because he needs us to. He's done that because he loves us and wants us to be blessed through those things. But let's take this now from the commandment to look at it from a beneficial standpoint, right? In other words, if we do these things, obviously there's the obedience factor. We get to be obedient to God and blessed by God. But there are other benefits when we think about being a better mom, a better dad, a better husband, a better wife here, as we think about in a heart for home here. There are benefits to doing this, and I think it'd be important for us to think about these things as motivators for us. And so the first thing I would talk about is simply that, what's the benefit of doing this? Is that if we're closer to God, then we're gonna parent out of the overflow of that relationship, right? If we're closer to God, we're gonna be better because that relationship with God is gonna feed our relationship and our ability to be a better dad, mom, husband, and wife. Now, when we were talking earlier, the word overflow came up. Why did you write down the word overflow?
I think that overflow is just something that happens. It's not something that you have to, not get stressed out about planning or really worry about or, you know, just do all the extra, all the stuff. But if it's an overflow, if it's in your heart, if you are closer to God, then it's automatically going to come out. That's God's work. That's not something, an extra chore for us. That's an overflow is something, when I think of that, it's something that God is already going to do. You know, so if we're closer to him, then we will automatically be closer to the people that are that we have relationships with. That just happens. So it's not something that we have to work hard at. That's he does the work in that as we seek him, which is really neat. And the next thing, too, is this sets an example for our kids. It's not a surefire way that they're going to love to read the Bible or they're going to love to pray or love to worship.
Right.
But it definitely sets an example. And they'll remember those times.
Oh, sure.
I remember the time sitting at the table with our Bibles open as a family, growing up. And they'll remember those times that you've poured into them and that you've opened the Word.
And not just around the table as a family, but even just seeing, you know, your dad or your mom, like when I think about your dad who passed away a year ago, you know, one of the things that comes to my mind is him with a Bible in his hands. Like, you know, when I saw him, a lot of the time we spent together, there was a Bible in his hands. He would read the Bible and just devotionally and whatnot, you know, and when you think about that, so it does set an example. One of the things, though, for us as parents, you know, we're in our 40s now, and of course, those in their 30s and in their 20s who maybe listen to this. One of the things that we may have grown accustomed to, though, is reading the Bible digitally on our devices. Now, I'll just be honest with you, because you don't even have to say a word on this one, right? That is one of the things that does concern me sometimes, is that our phones, our tablets, our computers do a lot of things, right? They do a lot of things. And so If my child sees me reading the Bible on my mobile device, how do they know I'm not playing Angry Birds or whatever else? You know, looking at ESPN or what do you do on your phone? Doing what?
Just ordering something.
Ordering something, yeah. You know, so how do they know? They don't, honestly. Whereas if you're actually reading from a hard copy of the Bible, there's no doubt in their mind, oh, mom and dad are reading the Bible. So just think about that, guys. I think it's really important for you, for us to think about and for you to think about when you're doing Bible reading. Again, being mindful of the example you're setting, we need to speak clearly to that. And one of the ways we do that is actually reading, you know, a hard copy of the Word of God there in the house. But also that example of having a song on our hearts and singing, you know, the joy that they're going to hear from us. And, of course, prayer time. And seeing that example, like that's something that, as you said, for you even to this day, sticks with you.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And knowing that when we're abiding in Christ, we're more likely to act according to God's will and not our own selfish ambitions. As we are.
So this would be a third benefit?
Yeah. And so as we are reading our Bible and we're studying, as we're praying, and as we're worshiping, then we're we're more in tune with what God wants and less on spending the time on just what our own selfish things are. Yeah. So this would be a third benefit of spiritual disciplines, and now it helps us to be better mothers and fathers and wives and husbands, yeah. for sure.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. You know, being a mom and dad, a husband and wife, really is a spiritual act.
Absolutely.
It really sure. is, you know. And so over and over in Scripture, it talks about, you know, about how these things are actually, we're actually doing it unto the Lord, first right. and foremost. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when we do these things, it does. It helps us to get in tune with God so that the selfish ambitions, like you say, are kind of pushed to the wayside.
Right. Absolutely. So important.
Well, guys, we hope that you've enjoyed your time with us today on A Heart for Home, where we've been in the study today. I do challenge you even right now to sit down, prioritize, plan, and integrate Bible reading, prayer, and worship into your daily life.